The storm had come out of nowhere. One moment, Oliver was lying on the soft grass, watching the clouds drift lazily across the sky, and the next, he was being pulled upward by an invisible force. His small kite, which he'd been flying all afternoon, was now yanked out of his hands, spiraling into the stormy gray mass above. Before he could scream or scramble for the ground, his feet left the earth. Up, up, and up he went, his heart pounding louder than the thunder rumbling around him. Where was he going? Was this a dream? When Oliver finally opened his eyes, he wasn't in his backyard anymore. He was standing on something soft, springy, and impossibly white. The air smelled of rain and sugar, and a shimmering golden gate stood a few feet ahead. Beyond the gate, an entire kingdom floated in the sky, castles made of silver mist, bridges woven from rainbows, and people with wings gliding gracefully. A tall figure cloaked in sparkling blue stepped forward, their voice like a soft breeze. "Welcome, Oliver," they said with a smile. "We've been waiting for you." Oliver blinked in disbelief. "Me?
Why?
How did I get here?" The figure chuckled softly, extending a hand. "Because, dear boy, you are the chosen keeper of the Cloud Key, the only one who can restore balance to our world. Follow me." Still unsure whether he was dreaming, Oliver hesitated, but curiosity pulled him forward. The figure led him through the Golden Gate, and the kingdom came alive with movement. Cloud dwellers waved cheerfully, their gossamer wings catching the sunlight. Each person seemed to glow, their laughter as light as the air. A shimmering palace loomed ahead, its spires piercing the sky like golden needles. Inside the palace, the figure revealed a magnificent key suspended in a globe of light. It was as long as Oliver's arm, its surface etched with swirling patterns that seemed to move on their own. "This is the Cloud Key," the figure explained. "It controls the balance between your world and ours. But someone has stolen its power, causing storms like the one that brought you here." Oliver's eyes widened. "How can I help? I'm just a kid." "Ah," said the figure with a knowing smile. "But it's your heart, brave and pure, that makes you perfect for the task. The thief resides in the Shadowlands, a dark part of the kingdom hidden behind the storm barrier. You must retrieve the key's stolen piece and bring harmony back to both our worlds." Oliver swallowed hard, glancing at the glowing key. A part of him wanted to run, to hide under his bed, and pretend none of this was real. But deep down, another part of him, the part that had always loved adventure, was ready. "Okay," he said, his voice trembling slightly. "I'll do it." The journey was far from easy. Oliver faced howling winds, tricky riddles whispered by the clouds, and a chilling encounter with a shadowy creature that loomed out of the mists. But with each challenge, he grew braver. He learned to trust his instincts and the magic of the kingdom around him. Finally, he reached the Shadowlands, a place where the clouds turned black and the air felt heavy with sadness. The thief, a disgraced cloud dweller named Zephyr, guarded the stolen piece of the Cloud Key fiercely.